as I remind the audience every Melbourne Cup Day, economists are people who know absolutely nothing about horse racing. But there are people who do know about horse racing, and they're called tipsters. So what I do on Melbourne Cup Day is I look at the tipsters that are published that morning in the Australian newspaper. And today there's a really big panel of nine. And I've got to tell you that if you looked at just that panel and selected the horse they thought was going to win, overwhelmingly, 8 out of 9 select the same horse, and that's Dover Legend. Now, Dover, I looked up the name just for fun. I mean, nothing to do with the horse, but it's a small seaside town in Normandy with a casino in it, and I guess it's a good thing there's a casino in it. So what I do is I get the ratings of those nine horse racing tipsters, and I give them 3 points for the one they think is going to win, 2 for the one they think is going to come second, and 1 for the one that's going to come third. And then I compare a payoff, firstly, a most favoured rating. And that most favoured rating gives Dover Legend 24 points, Without a Fight 7 points, Gold Trip 7 points, Young Werther, who I'll come back to in a bit, 4 points, and then Montefilio 3, Duvet 3, Realm of Flowers 2, and Vow and Declare 2. So what I then do is I multiply that most favoured rating by the odds in the market, and the odds that I've used are the sports bet odds, which were on their website for the race 15 minutes ago. And they are the Dover Legend for the win plays $3.60, Without a Fight $10, Gold Trip $18, and very interestingly, and this will be important, Young Werther, $34 for Young Werther to win. Montefilio, $11. Duvet, $21. Realm of Flowers, $10. And Vow and Declare, $19. So I generate a payoff matrix. And when I generate a payoff matrix, Dover Legend, when you multiply the number of its most favoured rating by the price of it winning, is $86.40. Without a Fight is... if I multiply those out, you get $70. Gold Trip is $126, and I find that very interesting because the odds have been holding up at that level. The odds have been that level since about 1 a.m. But a horse which is still very long odds, but which has shortened over that period, at 1 a.m. it was $41. Now it's $34 is Young Werther. And so that's... It gets 4 points for the win, for the most favoured rating, $34 in the market, and that is $136. Montefilio gets $33, Dubai gets $63, Realm of Flowers gets $20, and Vow of Clare gets $30. So the most points you can get, or the greatest value relative to the chance of winning, is actually split between two horses. Horse number one, Gold Trip, which gets 126 points, and Young Werther, horse number 11, which is 136 points, but is tightening up significantly as we go through the morning. So right now, my bet, my most valued bet would be to split between an each way bet on Gold Trip, horse number one, and Young Werther, horse number 11. And that doesn't necessarily mean that I've forecast the winner. But what I've been trying to do is generate the best valued bet. So both Gold Trip, horse number one, and Young Werther each way bet on both of those horses.
Thank you.